It's Faith Radio Mornings with Ted and PK. PK, back on the air. Put your phone down.
But I have something that I'm reading. It's so important.
Okay, I guess it's okay then. Tell us what it is.
We're so connected. Well, we want to talk about the Bible App 5 this morning. This is the biggest update of the YouVersion Bible App. If you have that on your phone, this is really huge, and it's the biggest update that's ever really taken place with this. And we want to welcome in this morning Bobby Grunewald. He's the Innovation Pastor of Life Church TV in Oklahoma. Good morning, Bobby.
Good morning. Thank you, PK and Ted, for having me on. I appreciate it.
So first of all, tell us what the Bible app is. Is it just the scripture in an app form?
You know, the Bible app is a free app that's available on any smartphone or tablet and also on our website at Bible.com. And it allows you to have access to any of, I think it's over 800 versions right now and 400 languages. But it's more than just the Bible text. You can listen to the Bible. You can share scriptures on social media. You can do reading plans and daily devotionals. So it's really designed to really help people make the Bible a part of their everyday life, and it's completely free.
Did this surprise you by how well it took off? And there must have been obviously a need, you know, for the Bible app. I know I take it with me everywhere I go. I'm waiting in an office somewhere for an appointment or something, and I can just sit and read through just a variety of different passages. Why did you guys decide to do this in the first place?
You know, it's really interesting. I was in the O'Hare Airport in Chicago back in 2006, and for some reason, this really long TSA security line, I'm sitting there thinking, could we be at one of these moments in history where we have the right technology in place that if we could just leverage it in the right way, it could change how this generation is engaging in the Bible. And so right there in the airport, I had an idea for first a website. And most people today that know about YouVersion or the Bible app know it as an app for their phone or tablet. They don't know it was a website. And the reason that most people didn't know it started that way is because nobody went to that website when we created it. It actually was a complete failure. We looked at that and said, what if we tried one more thing before we shut it down? And that one more thing was to make the website so you could view it on our smartphone, which that was a BlackBerry back in 2008, mm-hmm. I think. Mm-hmm. And so we did that, and sure enough, it really changed how we personally were engaging in the Bible. We found, just like you were mentioning, just in different places throughout the day that we hadn't maybe engaged with Scripture before, we were very naturally doing it. So we created an app for the iPhone that was among the very first apps available back in 2008, and just instantly it really began to take off. God's done an amazing thing with it. We saw, 83,000 people the very first weekend install it, and then we've just from there went on and on, and now it's available again on any kind of smartphone or any tablet, but it's completely something that we've seen God do over the last 5.5 years.
Well, and you've continued to shape it and upgrade it, too, over time, and now we have Bible App 5 out. Can you tell us some of the upgrades you've done as you've gone along and what the latest one offers?
Sure. So along the way, we've really tried to expand the app in terms of the number of languages that we offer. It's very much a global app that's used in all parts of the world. And so a lot of the features we've been adding over the last several years have been to really expand the reach of it globally, as well as adding things like reading plans and daily devotionals, things that would sort of help become on-ramps every day for people into Scripture. This new set of features, though, is really the most significant change that we've made to the app since it started, and that is we're taking it from being just an experience that's individual, where it's just your personal experience with Scripture, and we're giving you the opportunity to form relationships with people that you know and trust, and then have a conversation around Scripture as a community of people who you know and trust. So it's really a bit of a social network. It's very similar to Facebook, but very focused on Scripture and very focused on real relationships with people that, like I said, you know and trust. So the new set of features all center around that. We're very excited because we really believe it's going to increase the frequency and the length of time that people are spending in the Bible.
We're talking this morning with Bobby Grunewald. He's the Innovation Pastor of Life Church TV, and we're talking about the Bible App 5. This is the YouVersion on your smartphone. And when we come back, Bobby, we want to talk about some more of these great new features. I'm looking at it right now and we want to dig in some more. So we'll be back with more right here on Faith Radio Mornings.
It's Faith Radio Mornings here on the Faith Radio Network. Ted and PK today talking with Bobby Grunewald. He is the innovation pastor at lifechurch.tv. You'll find links for that organization at myfaithradio.com. PK, you're still buried in your phone over there.
Well, I'm looking through all the updates with the Bible App 5 for YouVersion. And Bobby, this is pretty cool because, like you said, it is like Facebook. So you can send out friend requests and have people join you and have like really a mobile Bible study going on as you're digging through the Word and discussing it and maybe just breaking it down together. This is a great tool.
Well, thank you. We're very excited about it. It's something the team's worked on for several months now. It's not an easy thing to do with the number of users that we have of the app, but it's something that we really believe is going to be extremely helpful in helping people make the Bible a part of their everyday lives. I mean, I've been using it, besides when we were testing it, I've been using it since we released it here recently for about a week or so, and I got to say that it's really even changing how I'm engaging with Scripture, where I might have been reading the Bible maybe a couple of times a day. I actually have the app open 5, 6, or 7 times a day now as I'm seeing what my friends are posting and having conversations about it. It's really great because I think people have grown a little bit weary of just talking about what they had for breakfast on social media, and this of course gives a much more meaningful conversation, and I think we're finding so far that all the indicators are that it's been really, really positive for how it's helping people.
Well, and you also offer a daily verse for people to check in with when they start their day as well. Is that right?
That's right. That's actually a very popular feature of the app is our daily verse. And so some people use that as a catalyst every day to kind of go and open the app and see sort of what the verse of the day is. A lot of people share that verse on Twitter and Facebook as well, which is great because we really love to help engage people in other social networks. But that's definitely one of the popular features.
And do you offer plans for people too that just go, you know, I want to read the Bible. I don't know where to start or what kind of series to go through. Is that available?
Absolutely. We have, I believe, over 600 different plans in English that you're able to access. Everything from, I want to read through the Bible in a year, I want to read through the Bible in 90 days, I want to read through the New Testament in 30 days. Of course, we have audio Bibles as well, so you don't have to read, you can listen. It's very popular for people to do a reading plan, but then actually make it more of a listening plan where they listen just, you know, for 5 or 10 or 20 minutes on their way in to work in the morning, and it just becomes a part of their daily routine. We also have a lot of devotionals. We have a devotional from Billy Graham. We have several Christian music artists that have video devotionals that obviously all connect to Scripture each day, but it's a great way to integrate the Bible into your everyday life.
Bobby, I was washing windows last spring, and so I just turned on my speaker, and I sat and had the Bible read to me while I was working, and it just passed the time. I got the windows washed and was still just right there kind of washing in the Word, too, if you will. So so many different ways that we can use this app and just make it very unique to ourselves. So I really appreciate that.
Thank you. We're humbled to be a part of it. It's clearly something that God's doing, and it's really been a collaborative effort of a lot of groups and organizations that have come together to make it possible.
We also reported recently here on Faith Radio Mornings that the movie Noah came out, and that drove a lot of people to use this specific app to read the original story. Almost 400,000 people. Have you heard about that?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we were tracking kind of the impact of Noah, as well as, you know, we kind of watch what's happening in different segments of culture and see how that impacts Scripture engagement. And sure enough, when the movie was released, it definitely created a lot of interest the opening week in the passages of Scripture that the story of Noah is told in the Bible. So we could definitely see a noticeable difference. And we think that's great. I mean, people are curious about Scripture. Some people use that movie as an opportunity to revisit the actual account of Noah. I mean, a lot of us have learned Noah from, you know, maybe a Bible story when we were kids, and not everyone's actually read the story in its entirety. So I think that movie was a great catalyst for people's interest in the actual biblical account of Noah.
And maybe talk a little bit, too, because you do have so many different videos that are a part of the YouVersion as well. Son of God, talk a little bit about how that's been utilized, because there's some great clips on this version too that have that are taken right from the movie. How has that been used?
Sure. Sure. That started as a relationship about a year ago with Mark Burnett and Roma Downey when they created the Bible series that was on the History Channel. Mm-hmm. And we became the official app of that series. And as part of that, we're able to integrate a lot of the footage and clips that they have from the Bible series in the app as a way for people to visualize some of the stories in Scripture and then go and read the stories. We kind of tie those two things together. And then, of course, when Son of God came out, it was a natural fit for us as well to partner with them on that movie. And so you can see various footage from Son of God and also see the related scriptures. And it just really is really been a great partnership. We also have a lot of other video content from the Jesus film. There's another project that's in there that's taking and creating video, sort of a video dramatization of all of the New Testament. And it's really just the audio Bible being read in front of video that's being acted out without words, just sort of giving a visualization to what's happening in Scripture. So there's a lot of exciting things that we think are yet to come, but the app is not designed to only be something that you read, but rather it's something that you can read or listen or watch or share Scripture. It's really designed to integrate the Bible into our lives in a way that fits with today's culture and the technologies we have available.
We're talking with Bobby Grunewald here on Faith Radio Mornings. He's Innovation Pastor at Life Church TV, and you'll find links about the Bible App 5 now up at myfaithradio.com. I encourage you to go ahead and download that, upgrade that on your phone, too, if you have that on a mobile device. Bobby, in closing, can you just share with us maybe a story or two about what you've heard from somebody that maybe has come to know the Lord for the first time based on engaging with the product?
Absolutely. And one amazing story is a guy that actually serves on our team. He was an atheist and just had no interest whatsoever in God or in the Bible, but he met a girl who was a Christian. And because she was a Christian, he thought, well, I probably ought to at least have some of the vocabulary down or know something about it. So he saw in the App Store a free Bible app. So he downloaded this app and began to read some of the passages in there and just kind of begin to work through it. And all of a sudden just found himself face to face with this understanding that he needed God and understanding of who God was. And that became transformational in his life. He gave his life to Christ. And then months later actually applied to join our team. He's actually one of the guys that keeps our servers running for the Bible app. He's very, very talented, and he actually left a very lucrative career in what he did to come and actually give his time and make a big sacrifice to come be a part of our team to help others get access to the app. So we have a walking testimony of it on our team of someone who came to faith in the app, played a key role in that.
Wow.
That's a great story, and this is how the YouVersion Bible app does work, too. It's just bringing people into that community, letting them find out on so many levels about Jesus' love for them through the videos, through the actual word from the Word of God, to just so many ways that we can be sharing that and sharing our growth even with each other. So, Bobby, thank you so much for, first of all, going back to when this was created, that just letting God speak to your heart that way, and then for you and your team just to bring this great new update and how this is going to continue to touch lives. Thank you for that, and God bless you as you keep on working.
Well, Ted and PK, thank you so much for the opportunity, and God bless you guys as well.